Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Hope you had a very productive week. Let's kick off the weekend right now with some fun Walt Disney World resort talk. I know I love to escape down to the resorts of Walt Disney World, so let's take a few minutes to talk about that corner of the world where we have Caribbean Beach and Riviera kind of sitting on the same campus. We'll talk dining, we'll talk pools, we'll talk running, we'll talk rooms. We'll talk about why, even if you're not staying at either one of these hotels, you need to swing by on your next trip. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the great folks over at The Magic for Less Travel. If you want to support the show, take a chance. Book your next trip with the great agents over at The Magic for Less. We promise to take great care of you, get you the best deal possible on that vacation, and make it the most magical ever. So drop by their website, themagicforless.com. Check out all the great trip planning tools. While you're there, fill out that quote form, and you and I are going to be working together on your next trip. Again, over at themagicforless.com. As you do your holiday shopping and you're shopping on Amazon, please take that one extra second to click through our Amazon affiliate link. It really does help support the show. It's a free way to do so. Just bookmark it and use it often. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, again, a huge shout out to our patrons. You guys are amazing. You really helped so much with the show here in the second half of 2020. I can't thank you enough for that. If you'd like some extra content like Mike in the Midwest, just go over to patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1818 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at The Magic for Less Travel. And as a side hustle, I'm one of Santa's little helpers this year. You know, it's 2020. You got to do what you got to do. We are here today. We're going to have a good time talking resorts because we know we love talking Walt Disney World resorts. And we hope that you love kind of daydreaming about these things as well, these wonderful places. So today, of course, joining me from themouseforless.com. I almost said a Disney, that's still stuck in my head, but I stopped and I said, nope, not going to say it. She hangs out over at themouseforless.com. And of course, we talked about it. She's not on eBay and she is out searching for fake audio animatronics at Walgreens that are in the fish category for her husband. We have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
First of all, no on the fish, hanging on the wall or ducks or anything like that. Not happening. At least not for me. Second of all, in the eBay saga, I have fixed my issue. So I am now back on eBay. So
Really?
Wow. I've been saying you need to focus because, I know it's been 48 hours for you guys. It's been like 12 minutes for us as we record.
Yes, correct. I fixed both issues that I was having, so hooray! Yay!
And she's mailed out 39 auction items in this 12 minutes, I guess.
No kidding. Yes, I have been a little, I've definitely been a little helper this week, and I have mailed out a ton of auction items, so hopefully by the time this comes out, I am done mailing out auction items. That's my goal, but, I'm so happy to have been able to do it. The post office knows me well at this point. Let's be perfectly honest.
It's a good thing. Oh, real quick too, before we get to Pam, I just want to remind everybody this Sunday night, this weekend, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, holiday traditions call-in show. So please do call in with your holiday traditions, favorite gift from a kid from your childhood, maybe a favorite dish that you have, a favorite tradition in your family. We just like hearing from all around the country, all around the world, how we celebrate, whether it's Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever you celebrate. We're just going to have a good time getting together as a podcast family Sunday night. So please do join us and want to make sure you catch that here at the top of the show. Okay, also joining us, we're heading out to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where I bet it is beautiful most Christmases, albeit cold. We have Pam Forrester. What's up, Pam?
I wish I could say it was beautiful. Are you kidding me?
I always picture like Western Pennsylvania, like a beautiful white blanket. You took a picture of your house and it looked gorgeous with the snow earlier this year.
Yes, we get that pretty, pretty snow probably two or three times a year. It lasts for about, an hour and a half before salt and ash trucks are out there and it's all slushy and gross. So yeah, I wish it did. It just doesn't. We just don't have that. That's what people think. Like, that's what Christmas Eve will be like. And y'all know that it doesn't typically happen that way. We just don't get it. So anyways, every now and then it does, though. And I had my pretty snow for the year, so I'm done. There won't be any.
Yes, there's no more. It's finished.
One time.
You got your like one use out of your UGG boots and you're like, give me my flip flops back. I'm heading to Florida.
100%. 100%. So basic.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
Like infinity scarves be dying.
Love it.
So
love yes. it. Oh, and
where is the infinity pool? That's what
yes,
I want
to
know.
Yes, that's exactly. Yeah, right. Trade exactly. that infinity scarf for an infinity pool. Sounds good to me. Yeah, apparently the Northeast had a big old snowstorm. I guess it's going on this weekend. We're hearing about it as we record. So, you know, enjoy it, I guess. You know, it is December and it's almost the holidays. Get those pictures and then grab your snow shovel and enjoy. Right. Yes. All right. So today, speaking of warm places, in a warm state of mind, to be honest. I kind of was wanting to talk about this a little bit more because obviously a couple weekends ago, I was down there at Walt Disney World and I stayed one night at the Riviera with Scott and his family. They were kind enough to have me there. They had a one bedroom villa. So I got to, because I wanted to get some pictures at night and it allowed me to get down there just a night early. And then I had my reservation for the weekend over at Caribbean Beach. And as I was kind of, you know, as you get home and you reflect and you're like, oh, I wish I was still there. You look at your pictures, you're like, why am I freezing? It's 20 degrees in the mornings when I'm running outside now here in St. Louis. Ah, I wish I was back. But the thing is, I've kind of thought about this that, you know, Caribbean Beach was like 2 years ago. It was a wreck, right? I mean, they just took this. They took this resort and just, I mean, when you drove past there, if you're on a bus from Pop Century or you're going down Buena Vista Drive, you're just like, what is going on over there? Like, are there any buildings left? I mean, there's dirt everywhere. You don't even go into the same place anymore. They took out the entrance. They moved it from Buena Vista over to Victory. You know, it's really this whole corner has come so far in a relatively short amount of time, considering how big the Riviera is they had to build and how they redid everything over at Caribbean Beach. But I think today we're going to talk about kind of the rooms at the Riviera, the rooms at Caribbean Beach, but also even if you're not staying there, how this can be, this corner right here, this little complex, the Riv and the Caribbean Beach, can be a nice escape from Epcot in the studios. Even if you're not staying there, it's a good place to go over because of the Skyliner. So Pam, before we jump into this, you know, I just think that this is kind of, you know, it might not be on folks' radars if you haven't been down there in the last couple, 2-3 years. But I think even without staying at these hotels, which I encourage you to do, it's a place where you should at least go visit when you go to the studios, especially the studios, but even Epcot. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. They're just great places to hang out. They have so many things to offer. They both have sort of a bar, outdoor sort of bar loungy area. So you can stop by there if you want to do that. They both have good shopping. Caribbean Beach has one of the larger shops, mm-hmm. actually, on Walt Disney World property. It used to be humongous. And then during the redo, they moved it again. But still, it's a large shop. And sometimes I'll walk in there and find something I feel like I haven't seen anywhere else. And I'm like, where did this come from? Or if I'm looking for something in particular, it'll be there. So just a great location. Caribbean Beach is, of course, the oldest moderate resort. So you sort of feel that when you're on property because it feels very lush. The foliage is big. And I always say this about Caribbean Beach, but you feel like you're somewhere. You step on Caribbean Beach property and you're like, oh, I'm in the Caribbean.
Well,
and
you know what? It feels like to me kind of like the Polynesian, but it's a different, because you got all the palm trees and that, you know, the steel drum music, but it's that different vibe because it's not, you know, it's not the South Pacific, it's the Caribbean. So you have more bright popping colors where the, you know, Polynesian's more subtle with the browns and the oranges. And Caribbean Beach, I love the Caribbean. Like that is just my jam. So I agree. And it's lush.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah. But I mean, Ricky, what do you think when you think of this corner now that we have the Riv and the Caribbean Beach? Thoughts? Do you go there just to escape the busyness of the studios? Do you go there to dine? What do you do?
So, you know, I think you're right. I think that it is a great escape. You know, everybody talks about the monorail resorts, you know, getting away from the Magic Kingdom and going over to, you know, the Grand Floridian or the Polynesian or the Contemporary for a little, you know, grab a bite or, you know, walk around or explore or whatever. And I think that this is a really good spot to go if you want to get away from the hustle and bustle of either Disney's Hollywood Studios or Epcot. Matter of fact, last Christmas, that's exactly what I did. I wanted to get away from the hustle and bustle that was Disney's Hollywood Studios because it was just so packed. obviously pre-COVID. And, you know, and it was Christmas and I just knew that the park was going to be super busy. So I was like, you know what? And I was waiting on my boarding pass at that time. Well, the only other boarding pass I've gotten. And I was like, you know what? Let's go over to let's take the Skyliner. Let's go over to Caribbean Beach and let's go over to the Riviera and let's just spend the afternoon, spend the day. And it was just this great, you know, great spot to go. This respite that was just perfect to hang out in. Both of them, you know, we kind of went back and forth between the two just to kind of chill and relax and everything like that. And both offered some great things to enjoy. You know, we stopped and had a snack at the cafe at the Riviera. You know, we stopped and had like a small dinner type situation at Banana Cabana at Caribbean Beach. So like, there's really a lot of things that you can do at these two resorts in the sense of just relaxing and enjoying your time and getting away from the parks. I think that, again, adding the Skyliner, it makes these two resorts just a huge game changer for that, just getting away, you know, really enjoying something that's, you know, not in the parks.
So. I agree, because the theme parks get intense, especially during the holidays, right? This time of year, you know, when it gets a little bit busier, it's just the theme parks are awesome because that's what they are, but they're overstimulating a lot of times. And the great thing about Caribbean Beach and the Riv is that it is you don't have to have the second hop over to Art of Animation or Pop Century. You know, you got to transfer and switch if you're going there, which it doesn't take that much longer. But I mean, like, you get on the Skyliner one time, you get off either at the Riviera or Caribbean Beach, and you're there and you're done. And you're there in like 8 minutes by the time you get on the buckets. I mean, they're quick, the gondolas. So let me ask you this, Pam. So we don't want to get into, you know, like a whole show on just the rooms, but I want to talk about the Riviera. Now, you know, in general, here's one thing when I first started going to Walt Disney World that I didn't really understand. And maybe some of our listeners are kind of in this same situation where I would hear of resorts that are DVC resorts, right? Like Old Key West, or say a, you know, like a Boardwalk Villas or a Beach Club Villas, you know, or an Animal Kingdom Lodge, Kidani Village. I always thought, as somebody who just travels, who's non-DVC, those were just resorts I couldn't consider. And the Riviera falls into that category. But you can stay at all these resorts, you know, and you can often get great discounts, you know, paying cash for these rooms. So I just want people to know that we're not just talking about DVC members staying at Riviera, even though it is a DVC resort. You can go there and get some great deals and have an awesome stay. So talk to us about, because you've stayed there many times, what is it like to be on site, that being your hotel?
So it is, yeah, and you're right. One of the reasons why I love the Deluxe Villa Resorts is that when Disney puts out a discount, you know, they always start it off with that save up to. Right. Well, the up to, that big percentage, is going to be available at most of the Deluxe Villa Resorts. So that offers a significant saving. So don't count them out. You know, we reserve this for our guests all the time. And staying at the Riviera is actually kind of cool because at the Deluxe Villa Resorts, and this is true of all Deluxe Villa Resorts, they either have a full kitchen or a kitchenette. And the studio has a kitchenette and the other resorts have a full kitchen. And that works for so many people, especially those who have food allergies or for one reason or another want to cook in their room. So consider that. They also, in the one bedroom and higher, are going to have a separate room for the master bedroom. So that's another big plus for a lot of people. We often have guests who come to us and say, okay, we need separate sleeping areas from our kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how you're going to do that or what's available to me, but we can't do that. And totally understand that happens. It's just, you know, you want that separation and you want to be able to put the kids to bed at an earlier time and maybe you stay up later. So that's a great thing to consider as well. The thing is about the Deluxe Villas, you're going to want to look at the bed configuration so that you know what kind of bed that you're getting. Sometimes they're a pull-down bed with a full regular mattress. Sometimes they're a pull-out couch. Sometimes they're sort of, they have smaller pull-out trundles and things like that. So if that's important to you, figure that out. And one last thing I have to mention is that if you are in a one-bedroom or larger, you will also have a washer and dryer available in your villa. No, not just at the resort, my friends, in your villa. So laundry can be done.
And you know what? I used to think that was like the stupidest thing ever. I mean, honestly, I used to think like, who's going to do laundry on vacation, right? I mean, I thought about that, like, you know, like this was back when I just got the Burn Bomb guides, you know, like was reading them. So that was all, that's all I knew. But I'm telling you what, like when we go down in the summer and you're staying for like 6, 7, 8, 9 nights and it's summer and you sweat like within 15 minutes of walking outside of your room. I'm not kidding. Like we've stayed in villas and it is super convenient just to throw a load in, go to the parks, get back, you know, midday break, you know, fire those things in the dryer. You get back half of what you normally need. You know what I'm saying? It is super. And plus, a lot of times you go home and you don't have all the laundry. You know, like a lot of your stuff's clean. You only have a little bit. And I know that sounds dumb, but I mean, I'm telling you what, it is pretty cool when you go through that. I think you have to experience it and do it before it makes sense to you.
Yes, agreed. I totally agree. It is such a convenience. I will just tell you, I cannot tell you how many times, like, and I tend to pack like in major color groups just because it's easier and everything sort of goes together. No, I just do like blue, black, khaki, gray, or whatever, and white to accent, whatever. I mean, it's just easier when you're going to be traveling a bunch of places. So then you have this like shirt that you were going to wear with like two different outfits. You wear it the first time. Yeah. Of course you get something on it, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That's my wife. So, I got to get her a bib for Christmas. She gets it, boom, right there.
I know, but it just like happens. And like inevitably it's like stupid salad dressing. Like that gets on your shirt and it needs like a small act of God to get it out. So anyways, then at least you have the laundry facilities right there.
It's tartar sauce from that fish that's looking at you. He's getting his revenge. I don't know if you're allowed to put tartar sauce on a fish that's that fancy. I don't know. That's what I do at Long John Silver's. So I will say real quick on the Riviera. So when I was there real quick, Scott was in the one bedroom. So it was super efficient though. I mean, and they've learned these things. You got to know from the cruise line, right? So they had the master bedroom, which was real nice. But in the living room, again, one bedroom, not the huge, you know, two bedroom or grand villa or anything like that. It had like art on the wall over a couch. And so it was like a Beauty and the Beast, like it looked like stained glass, like picture on the wall, a couple other pictures too, but I really like that one. All of a sudden Scott's like, you're staying right here. Boom, gets his handle. Boom. The couch disappears. There's a full size bed there. Super comfortable. It even had outlets on either side for all your electronics. It was great. Where's Emily going to stay? Whoop, under the TV. Whoop, another latch. Boom. Twin bed pulls right out of the wall. Super efficient these things are. So again, like you're saying, if you don't want different spaces, a great option. And Scott was so excited that they had, because he'd been down there for like 4 or 5 days before I got there, they had ordered groceries, had stuff in the fridge. He's like, dude, check it out, we have cinnamon rolls in the fridge. So anyway, I get up the next morning super early, run, get in my run, get back, Scott's gone, and I look on my phone. And on the iOS 14, right, you have this text message thing.
Scott on his phone.
No, but I'm looking at my text message. And if you look, like, you can, like, pin people to the top. So you see, like, the little avatar, and it shows, like, the first 4 or 5 words of their text before you click on it. And what it says is, I'm down in the lobby working. And I'm like, oh, he's working, you know, because he was working on his trip, right? He worked in the mornings, went to the parks in the afternoon. So I'm like, I'm going to surprise everybody. I'm going to fire, because I never have an oven in my hotel room. I'm like, I am going to make cinnamon rolls. And everybody's going to like wake up, because everybody's still sleeping, Emily and Elizabeth. I'm like, they're going to smell these cinnamon rolls cooking in the villa. It's going to be so sweet. They're going to be like, what's that? Like as they wake up, like Christmas morning, right? Like if I had bacon, that'd be even better, but I didn't have bacon. So I get the tray out. There's a tray in the oven right there for you, right? You got all the tools you need. You got all the plates and stuff. Pop the thing. It always scares me when you pop the dough on the things, but I jumped and it popped them, laid them all out, laid them upside down, had to flip them all over. I'm like, those don't look right. Flipped them back over, put them in. Scott wasn't working. He was down working on getting all the songs of the Riviera Christmas loop so that he could make an Apple Music playlist, which I sure appreciate. Shout out, Scott. But yeah, it was fun. We got to do stuff like that. So a villa offers you opportunities for things like that. It just feels a little more fancy, but it's a great opportunity staying there. All right, so let me ask you this, Ricky. So you don't stay there, and I only stay there the one night because of the gardeners, but right. It is a place to go and, like you said, escape. And that whole course, I like that you said that you did the Riviera and Caribbean Beach, because really it's like one, it's kind of like a French Quarter Riverside situation for these two hotels. They're a little bit more different, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's different in the sense of like one is definitely a deluxe and one is a value, one is a moderate. And over at, you know, Riverside, there really are sister resorts in the fact that they are both moderates. But really, I mean, if you look at it, they are sister resorts. I mean, you know, it's built on Riviera, is built on Caribbean Beach's campus, basically. And every time I tried to take a GPS to get to Caribbean Beach this last time, it kept trying to take me to the Riviera to go that way and cut through. And I was like, no, I don't want to go that way. So, you know, they really are sister resorts. And I think that that's kind of, there's definitely a perk to that. You know, it is an easy walk to Caribbean Beach from Riviera and vice versa. Or, of course, you can take the Skyliner if you choose to do it that way. You know, if you want to pop on over and grab, you know, a snack or something at the Riviera, it's really easy to do that. If you want to go do the same thing over at Caribbean Beach, it's easy to do that. The only, like, big difference between these two being sister resorts is the fact that, you know, with Port Orleans, you can do things like pool hopping, which of course you can't do with these two resorts. You know, so that's kind of a bummer in that regard. But other than that, I mean, they really do function as sister options for guests, which is, I think, a super handy thing.
And they're great for a split. Like, I mean, I just happened to be just like, you know, just happenstance that Scott was at the Riviera. I was staying at Caribbean Beach. We didn't plan it that way, but God, it was perfect. Like the first night I was at the Riviera, we hopped in the car and you don't even have to go out on the road. Like the parking lots are connected. Just, you know, threw my bags in his minivan that he rented.
You could have just wheeled your bags over.
I could have been like a homeless person who got evicted from the Riviera going over to Caribbean Beach. I could have. And that's what I was going to do. But he's like, just hop into the car. I'll drive you. So I was like, let's do it. So yeah, and it was fine. I will say Caribbean Beach, this is one of the, and I know the stupid stuff, but you remember these things. My room was great. I stayed in Martinique, which was building 25, which was between Old Port Royal and Riviera. It was in the perfect spot for where I was, what I was doing, because I was going back and forth between the Riv, and it was down at that Riviera end. But you know what I liked most about the room? Dumb.
What?
Had a ceiling fan.
Yes!
Oh my gosh. I love that. Yes.
That was awesome. Yes, agreed.
I know.
Agreed.
And when I showed my wife the room, she's like, oh, it has a ceiling fan. I'm like, yes, it does have a ceiling fan. I got to have air. Yeah, so it was a nice room. It was a good room. You know, and those rooms are pretty big. I think they're the biggest of the moderates. Pretty
nice. They are definitely huge. I know when I stayed there in November, like that was one of the things that really struck me is how large the rooms are. You know, since they were the first value resorts originally, Disney built the rooms a little bit bigger, which was nice. And I enjoyed that there were that, like, there was the extra privacy, like, door, which, you know, the barn door type situation. So if you needed, you know, extra privacy,
my barn door was open when I walked in. it was tragic.
Gonna sidestep that. And the showers were very nice and large as well, so that part was good too. So I found that the room was laid out really well. Big dresser, you know, for guests to be able to unpack and get everything out like Pam does. Now, if you're like me who lives out of her suitcase.
Same. I was by myself, so my whole set out was just the second bed. I had just my suitcases up on the other bed, and it was like I just dug stuff out. So.
Exactly. But the rooms at Caribbean Beach are super nice. Now, I think that maybe they could use a bit of a zhuzhing, you know, here soon. I don't know how soon that will be, you know, I feel like they could use just a little bit of love. But overall, as far as like the size is what really wins out on these rooms, I feel like. Oh, and if they ever do a zhuzhing, please don't get rid of the fan, because I
know. Yes, right. The fan's key. I agree. I mean, I looked at my room as kind of retro, like retro 90s. Yes. It was fine.
Yes, it was very retro Disney in a weird way. Like it felt... It, but in a good way. I don't mean that in a bad way.
It was fine. Yes. But the inside of the room, actually, it was weird because I stayed in Martinique and the, you know, that building is blue, like that, you know, pastel blue, Caribbean blue. But the inside of the room was like orange and brown. Like it was like a Polynesian room on the inside. Like I was like, I get the Polynesian vibe inside the room, and then I go outside, it's Caribbean. It's crazy.
It's a very Polynesian. I think Polynesian vibe is the right, you know, it's people who say it's Polynesian light. It's definitely Polynesian light for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so now we're going all over the place, but back to the Riv. I want to talk about shopping and dining at the Riviera, because Primo Piatto, again,
yes,
this is a destination, right? This is a place you have to go eat during your stay, even if you're not staying at either of these hotels, because it's a hop, skip, and a jump on the Skyliner from your Hollywood Studios, if you're the Art of Animation or Pop Century, jump on it. And it's really nice because actually that day the news broke about the mobile shopping, the, you know, shop on your own. And so I knew they're doing it, everything Pop. So I'm like, well, I got to get my souvenirs. I'll just hop over to Pop Century. So I just skyline over, did that, skyline back. Super easy. But over at the Riv, okay, so they have, and I haven't ever eaten at this place. We'll talk about Primo Piatto in a second. But Pam, have you gotten the, it's like at the Coronado Springs at the Cafe Ricks there on the corner where they have all the like good looking pastries right on the corner where you can't resist yourself. They have that situation going on at the Riviera, the little pastry counter. Have you dined there?
Yes. And I will say, first of all, they have a really small selection and it's basically probably no more than like, I don't know, 6 or 7 pastries items right there in the counter. And it has coffee. And in the evening, it also has some wine, beer, I think some mixed drinks even. But those pastries are little works of art. They truly, truly are. Like, think of, you know, the movie in France where the kids have their faces up against.
Oh, my God. I love that part. I love the music and everything. Yes.
Yes. It's like that. They are very little tiny works of art. And they're so good on top of it. They don't just look good. They taste good. And they always have a sort of seasonal offering. So it's exciting and enticing. You sort of walk past it and you see these things. I hope they have a really big refrigerator in the back because they can only display like 4 or 5 of them. And they keep loading them in through the day. I know. So the coffee's good there. It's just this little place like you would find in Europe, a little coffee shop. And I love it.
And
so.
it's not like just drip coffee. Like it's definitely lattes and stuff like that. Like that's what I had made was a latte for myself. And so it takes that whole Riviera theme, you know, French, Italian theme right there. It really takes it because you're getting like real good coffee, you know, not just like a drip thing, which is awesome for us fancy people like me.
Well, too, you could grab that little pastry and eat it in the lobby because the lobby's beautiful. I mean, it smells good. It smells clean. I mean, it just smells fancy. I don't know how to describe it, but it does. It smells fancy to me. You know, there's doesn't smell like Pirates of the Caribbean. So, you know, you can have it there, but also you can go down just a little hallway as you're going to your left, as you're kind of looking out to the, you know, towards Caribbean Beach out the big windows. There's that little library room that has, you know, because it's a DVC resort. So it's got like the board games, kind of like a little study, Pam. And I think there's a lot of Walt touches in here. So I think a Disney fan, you need to, even if you're going to Primo Piatto, you're just coming over to grab a burger, some awesome fries, you know, what have you. I would encourage you just to check that out. There's lots of cool artwork too in the hallways.
Yeah, those are the things that you need to do. You need to stop by that library because there are not only books, but little just mementos that are part of the Walt Disney World history, the theme park history, Walt, all of that. You're going to want to see those things, but absolutely check out the artwork too, because there is some spectacular artwork at the Riviera. And I think it's just... that was one of the things. This whole resort was inspired by Walt's travels to Europe. And so the artwork is absolutely going to be a part of it. So make sure you stop by to see those. There's some great, just unique images. There's different castle images. You'll see all kinds of different things there. It's worth checking out. And then the other thing you need to do is make sure that you stop sort of in that plaza that the lobby overlooks. You can do bocce. There's some awesome swings there. Again, it just feels very European-like and just to have this big open space in which to do a few things.
Right. There's a large chess set, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know how to play chess. I don't know how to play. Actually, I have never played bocce because it's not a big thing around here, but... That Sunday morning, we were checking out, and I got done with my stuff before Scott and all them, and I just walked over. I checked out. I set my stuff down to Bell Services. I was meeting them for breakfast over at Piatto. I've lost the name of it.
Primo
Piatto, the PP. But I didn't mobile order, so I just grabbed one of those. I grabbed one of those swings, right, and it sat there on a Sunday morning. I was in Florida. It's freezing back home. It's perfect for December. Like, it was nice and comfortable. I was in shorts and a long sleeve shirt, sitting on the swing, watching a family play bocce ball. And then he explained, like, the little white cue ball is actually it's a girl's name, right? What's it called?
It's a Polina.
Aplina. Huh? No, he told me it was like a girl's name. I think he's telling me some false information. It was like a Tracy or a Cindy or something like that.
What?
The ball was called. It had a name.
It
was a girl's name. It was like a, what was it? I guess, it's Aplina, I guess. He told me it was something else. Anyway, you just got to get closest and how it works. But it was interesting because this family was having just a blast playing bocce. And you know what? I bet you when they were planning the trip, they never talked about playing bocce ball. And I bet you 2 weeks later, one of the things probably on top of their list was that morning playing bocce ball, I would guess.
Okay, Mike, it's definitely Aplina. So
Scott's giving me some fake news, man. He's like, it's a Tracy or it's a Cindy or it's a...
Maybe you thought he said Paulina, but it's Aplina.
He said Aplina. That's what he said. That was it. He said it was a Paulina or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, it's like the girl's name.
Nope.
No, it is not, but... It is the Paulina. Yes.
Or he said Pauline.
P-A-L-L-I-N-O.
See, the things you learn just by listening to this show. And you learn how stupid I am because I'll buy anything. Okay.
It's called Cindy. What? No.
It was something like that. I was like, dude, I'm not kidding. It was a girl's name. Because he did. He said, it's like the girl's name. That was what he told me. So I was like, cue ball. Anyway, so Primo Piatto. They have a great burger. The Riviera burger is outstanding. It is not on the menu right now, but I did get the bacon cheeseburger. Rocking. That thing was really good for lunch with those fries that are, the Parmesan crusted.
Yes.
Oh, dude, those things should be illegal.
I know, right? I don't even like French fries, and those fries are amazing.
They're like a controlled substance. They're so good. Also, they have a great I ate there a lot. So I had the ham and cheese sandwich for lunch. Yep. That thing is rocking. But then Scott's like, oh no, here's Scott. I got that. Because, of course, you got a mobile order everything. He's like, good choice. You got the ham and cheese sandwich. He's like, but you got to have that thing for breakfast. I'm like, oh yeah, ham and cheese sandwich for breakfast. Sounds good. He's like, it has an egg on top of it. And on top of the sandwich, it has cheese. I was like, right. I got it the last morning. Oh my gosh, that's one of the best breakfast items ever. It's a little, I think we already talked about this on one of the shows. But yeah, get that breakfast ham and cheese sandwich with the egg. I'm just telling you, life-changing. Mm-hmm. All right, so any other favorites from dining? I know, Topolino's Terrace, one of the only character options at this point. Beautiful view. I haven't been there yet. It's a brickie. You have?
I have.
Go ahead real quick on it, because we've talked about that a lot, but go ahead and touch on that.
We have, and I hope to goodness that they bring my steak back eventually, because that was the best steak I've ever had. It was just so, so good for breakfast. But Topolino's Terrace, they have a character meal. Right now, the characters are not able to like greet you necessarily. Like you can't,
fly by meet and greets, right?
Yeah, it's the fly by meet and greet. Yeah, you can take selfies that way, but no getting up and hugging them. But still, it's still a great option for if you are looking for a character meal. So that's good. But the menu, like we've said, it's definitely been a little pared down, which makes me very, very sad. I'm just to see if I can pull up the menu while we're talking here, but they have some really, really fancy, delicious items that, I think at least for breakfast are things you wouldn't necessarily think of, but they are definitely, I can't find their menu right now. So
that's okay. We can look it up.
Oh, yeah. There we go. I got it. Ooh, that's one of the waitlist ones too. Did you know that they have waitlists for Topolino's Terrace now?
See, now you know.
Yes. So for breakfast, they have the quiche gaillard, the two eggs any style, the wild mushroom scramble, the sour cream waffle, smoked salmon, and the fruit plate. All good things there. Breakfast is $42 as of right now. For dinner, it's an a la carte thing. So they have things like a tomahawk veal chop, braised lamb shank, filet mignon. They have classic sole. I can't pronounce that word. They have escargot. They have herb fettuccine. They have a beets berioge.
Eat a beet.
Yes. Root bisque. So if you're looking for parsnip, celery root, that as soup, there you go. That's an option for you. So anyway, they have a lot of great options here. Again, it's a little higher end options, but they all sound really delicious, minus maybe the beet thing.
I would just go for the fettuccine. It sounded good.
Yeah, of course.
So, Pam, is this place beautiful? I mean, is it a destination in itself? It looks like it. Because I'll tell you what, because I ran every morning, and you could look up, like as I was running the one way, I could look up and see the ceiling of the Topolino's with the lights in the ceiling. It looked awesome from there.
It has really unique lights. And the other great thing about this location is that it has a beautiful rooftop bar that has just great views of the Skyliner, of the resort and pool area. Of course, you can see over to Caribbean Beach. Love this location, and it is stunning. And every time we've eaten at this restaurant, I feel like we have really good service. Like the staff is there, they go out of their way to make sure that you love what you're having and you have a great experience. So we love dining there. We just, you know, we think it's a great location.
So one of the things I think is kind of a hidden gem outside of like, you know, you got great dining at the Riviera, which I don't think a lot of people consider. I think the word will get out as we start returning to travel. And this is, you know, I'll be honest, like when they built the Riviera, I was not excited about this hotel. I'm like, it's a big white, you know, multi-story building. I was like, it's not going to be me, man. And I've, you know, I think it's one of those things you got to get over there to look at it yourself and experience it before you make a judgment. Because I was just like, it's a big white hotel with like an RR on it. Boring, you know, because it's not like a Polynesian. It's not a pop center. You know, they all have kind of their thing. But God, now that I've been there, I love it. Anyway, so the pools, I think they're kind of overlooked. I mean, Pam, you've stayed at both. And I think Caribbean Beach, that the pirate themed pool, feature pool, and all the, you know, little quiet pools and all the villages. But that's a great pool, you know, there. And then the Riviera's pool is just amazing. It's actually a couple of them that look really cool.
It is. So I think that the Caribbean Beach was actually has a stunning kids pool area. It is, like Mike said, sort of fashioned after a pirate ship. It's actually one of the first resorts to get this sort of new hybrid sort of kids play area, splash zone kind of thing. And it's really, really worth checking out. I think kids really enjoy being here. It's just fun. On top of it, there is the regular feature pool there at Caribbean Beach, which is fashioned after the Spanish galleon. Again, it's really impressive, and it's a large pool area as well, so make sure you check that out. I love the little quiet pools that are available at each island in a section of the Caribbean Beach, too. So, again, if you're looking for great pools, Caribbean Beach is a good choice. Riviera as well has both a quiet pool and then a featured pool as well. The quiet pool is that, just quiet, but there's something about it. It almost feels sort of like it's themed, and it's sort of, there are sort of like all these bushes and trees around it.
It looks super fancy. Really see it. Yeah, it looks like it's the one you see actually before you see the other one. I think if you're just visiting from the Skyliner and you're like, dang, that is a fancy pool deck.
Right? It is too. And then the main feature pool there at Riviera is also really impressive, too. It's a big pool area, too. So lots of great choices here. If you're looking for good pools, check out both of these resorts. They're a good choice.
They both have the dump feature, like the big water bucket that fills up slowly. And then, because that used to freak Mallory out when she was a kid. Oh, she hated those things. I guess most kids probably do, right?
Oh, no, I loved them.
Did you?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I would watch it and I would see it
like
fill
with
up.
Anticipation. You're like, it's gonna dump.
Yes, that anticipation. I'd see it starting to tip, and I'd be like running on over, going, yes. I love the dump. Yeah.
Yeah. I just remember my first marathon in 2015. We stayed at Caribbean Beach. We had Mallory down. Gosh, she'd have been. I guess she would have been kind of old. I mean, that's 5 years ago. She's 12, 7. Maybe it was another trip before that, but I just remember she got hit by that thing, and it was like just meltdown city. She did not like it. No, it would have been before that because she was little. But yeah, she was not a fan. But I think the one over at the Riviera is like Dumbo on top, right? It's an elephant. Is that Dumbo? I think it's an elephant that dumps.
No, it's from Fantasia.
Fantasia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Or Hippopotamus, maybe? I don't know. I was running past it. I will say, great place for runners. Great place to run around these two hotels. You just go around the lagoon. Oh my gosh, it's flat as a pancake. You get to see people. You get to run under palm trees and around the Riviera where it's all fancy. You get to see the Skyliner in the morning. There's a little pedestrian bridge you can go under to get back to Trinidad over at Caribbean Beach. It is a great place. I loved running at the Riviera. I loved it. And also one of the kind of hidden features, Over at Caribbean Beach, hopping back over there, they have an amazing playground, which is kind of on its own island. I think it's called Caribbean Key, right there, kind of the. And it's also a great shortcut if you're staying like in Jamaica and you want to head over to the food court. I mean, Pam, that's a you know, some people may stay there and not even know it exists, right? Yeah. It's a cool little playground.
Totally. Definitely. Yeah,
absolutely. We use that bridge a lot on our last day there too, because we actually were sort of across from the center town area where all the, you know, that food and other stuff is. So we use that all the time and it's really convenient. It really helped cut the resort sort of in half. You know, you don't have to go the whole way around to get there. So check out that area. That's also where they do the movies Under the Stars too.
It's almost like, it's kind of like a mini like Tom Sawyer Island, because it's like a playground where kids can burn off their energy, but it's its own little, and the thing is, there's like little sections to it too. Like you might be on like one playground part, but then if you come back out to the little path and then go down a little bit, there's another like little playground thing. There's probably three or four different sections.
It's big. It is. It's a big area.
And last thing is, I was running around and I was thinking about, you know, because I stayed in Martinique and that worked out great for me. Building 25 was awesome. But if I had to like pick, you know, and I had to guess, Aruba was kind of in a prime spot there, because you could easily get on the Riviera Skyliner station. It's really situated between the two stations. It's also right across from Old Port Royal, across from the water. But again, you could use that little bridge to get across through the playground and you're there. So I didn't stay there. Now, you know, again, all the Jamaica's really close to the Skyliner station for Caribbean Beach, which gets you kind of in the center of the action. Anywhere you stay is a pretty good spot. But I think if I had to pick, I might go Aruba. I don't know. Because it's right there by the Riviera station, not too far from Caribbean Beach. So anyway, just kind of some fun resort talk. We wanted to talk about resorts. We love talking about that. Hope you enjoyed the, you know, even if you're not heading down to either one of these resorts, a little mental break to think about palm trees and, you know, ham cheese sandwiches with eggs on top. Nothing wrong with that on a Friday, right? Anyway, so hopefully you enjoyed today's show. Give us some feedback on Twitter, you know, or Instagram. If you stayed at one of these hotels, what's your favorite thing? What did we leave out? What would be a good tip for somebody? And again, this Sunday night, give us a call. Holiday Tradition Show, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, YouTube and Facebook. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to get you in a nice one bedroom, a deluxe studio. We didn't even talk about this. Riviera has a very special unit. It's called the Tower Studio. 2-person room. Now, you do have to sleep standing up, and it is a closet. No, just kidding. It's not. I'm just teasing. Actually, we had a trip report just a few weeks back with a listener who stayed at one of these, and she loved it. She said plenty of room.
Awesome. That's good to know.
Yeah, I know. You know what I think it was probably akin to is like an inside stateroom on a cruise, maybe. Probably bigger than that. I'm sure it is. But, you know, it's probably very efficient. Probably no wasted space. But lots of stuff. So if you want to stay at the Riviera, Caribbean Beach, wherever you'd like to stay, great deals right now for early 2021. Just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out the quote form, and we'll be taking great care of you here in the end of 2020. Also, don't forget, you can use our Amazon affiliate link as you do your online shopping this holiday season. It sure helps us out a lot. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And again, a huge shout out to our patrons. You guys have been awesome here in the second half of 2020 carrying the show. I appreciate you, each and every one of you, so very much. And if you'd like some extra content like Mike in the Midwest, just go over to patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And of course, subscribe to the show over on YouTube and Facebook so you know when we go live, we'll be ding right there on your smart device. All right, we're going to get out of here and we'll be back again Sunday night for Holiday Traditions live call-in. I hope you will take the time to join us. And if not, we'll be back together on Monday with another great trip report. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.